Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan Georgia with the 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland state school students are being banned from using ChatGPT. Meanwhile, teachers at private and public schools are being allowed to use the system. The Queensland Teachers Union and Independent Education Union, Queensland and Northern Territory branch, created a traffic light system for the use of ChatGPT by teachers. Tasks given the green light for the use of AI include drafting homework, creating text for students to critique, and drafting lesson plans. However, the use of AI to counteract teacher shortages, or using AI to fully create lesson plans or self-directed learning, has not been supported by the unions.
Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has volunteered to host the Axed Commonwealth Games. Following the Victorian Premier's cancellation of the Commonwealth Games, Tate has argued that the Gold Coast is games ready after hosting just 5 years ago. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, when asked about the cancellation, claims that the extensive cost it would take to host the Games did not make sense. He further states that it would not have been in the interests of taxpayers. Whereas Tate claims he knows the budget and that it can be done with Brisbane's support. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, however, is not as certain, as Brisbane is 100% focused on the 2032 Olympics.
In national news, Rio Tinto will not be fined under the Radiation Safety Act for losing a radioactive capsule, with an investigation clearing Rio Tinto of any wrongdoing. Their ready and prompt response to its loss and their cooperation with the search were reasons cited for their compliance with the Radiation Safety Act. However, an investigation by Western Australia's Radiological Council is still ongoing.
Alcohol bans have been extended in Alice Springs. Statistics have shown that Alice Springs' crime rates since alcohol restrictions were placed in February have decreased significantly following the months of escalating violence last year. These alcohol restrictions will be extended for at least another 12 to 18 months. The current restrictions in place include limited bottle shop trading hours, takeaway alcohol-free days on Mondays and Tuesdays, and customer restrictions to one sale a day. The Northern Territory government found that alcohol-related emergencies dropped by a third and domestic violence incidents decreased by 63% since December last year.
In international news, at least 10 villagers have been killed while there are fears that nearly 100 remain trapped after a landslide occurred in the remote mountain hamlet of Ishrawaldi, 60 kilometres from Mumbai. But due to bad weather and poor light, the search has been suspended, with officials remaining hopeful the search can continue soon.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 10 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.